Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Caroline here from G-Thanks Just Bought It. It's the holiday season and we have you covered with the Shop Hub, a shoppable, searchable spreadsheet of all of the stores and brands you love to buy from. We tell you who's having sales, what the best deals are, and where to buy what. We also got you dozens of exclusive discount codes just for being part of the G-Thanks community. You can find the Shop Hub by going to gthanks.substack.com or by going to our Instagram, which is at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod, and clicking the link in our bio. Bookmark the hub so you don't lose it. You can also hear our annual gift guide episodes hosted by me and the Ultimate Edits Jen Falick every Tuesday between now and December 20th. And if you need specific gift ideas or recommendations, join the Facebook group, a lively community where we give and get recommendations of our own. You can shop our collection of gift planning tools with Balance Bound, also in the link in our Instagram bio. Basically, if you're looking for it, check the Instagram link. If you love G-Thanks, please review and rate the show wherever you listen. It helps so much, and it's an easy way to help us continue to grow. We appreciate you, and enjoy the show. And welcome to G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and I'm joined by my guest co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Oh, and Sally even did a that was like a beginner's pause you just did, Sally.
I want to take a beat. I thought maybe you'd want to, the editor would want to insert some trumpet noises or a crowd roaring or something.
The crowd roar. Yeah. And That's an idea that I will bring to the table. It is Black Friday. It is actually, if I may, the third anniversary of G-Thanks Just Bought It. We launched on Black Friday 2019.
Caroline, happy anniversary. That's huge.
Thank you. One of my longest relationships to date with technology. Well, actually, that's not true, but RIP Twitter. But thank you. I'm really happy about it. I was just telling someone the other day, Sally, that I actually started this podcast in part because I was procrastinating writing a book. Like, I had a book idea and I talked to my agent and I was like, you know, I want to write this. But then, of course, like, you know, my ADD brain, and I can say that I have a diagnosis, and it was diagnosed in 1996, so I was early, early adopter. I was like, you know, I should actually do something that is just not writing this book right now. And so I thought, you know, I'll lean fully into this thread that I had on Twitter at the time of like these recommendations, which then turn into G-Thanks. But, you know, I don't think I expected it to last this long. So I'm excited to celebrate its third year.
And if I may, it's so much more than a podcast. You have a thriving community on Facebook.
That's the best part.
Which is amazing. You raise money for amazing causes all the time. Like, you're crushing it. And frankly,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I feel like I started telling people they were crushing it like in an ironic way. Now I just say it, which
epic.
Is like,
yeah.
Whatever. That's just who I am. Wait, what was the other thing I was going to say?
Who knows? Just another compliment to me.
It was another compliment. I forget. Sorry. Can all that be cut out? I had something else to say.
No, I got to keep it in there. We're real here. This is not – not self-editing. I'll give you
maybe
some time
I'll do
to
some,
think of more compliments.
Give me some improv prompts. Give me a place.
Yes. And, okay. Right. Oh, Boise, Idaho. Okay, Boise. Awesome. The community is the best part. Oh. The raising money is the best part. Oh, sorry.
I thought of it. The payoff gone, not worth it anymore. But projects you do while procrastinating are sometimes like the best projects. Like I had a roommate in undergrad who I would like wake up in the morning and there would be like a lasagna made and like a sheet cake. And I was like, oh, she had a paper due. But this is like the best. This isn't just like, oh, I can't write today, so I'm cleaning my house. This is like, I can't write today, so I'm launching a vibrant community and a great podcast.
It worked out super well, not for the book, which never got written and probably never will. But I think the community is the best part. And in college, if I had a paper, catch me cleaning the grout in my bathroom with a toothbrush. I mean, truly, like catch me, you know, deep cleaning, or like catch me going through all of my clothing, trying everything on, reorganizing. So yeah, it's funny that I have stuck with this for this long, because usually my ADD projects like burn out really quickly. But this was a good one. And yeah, the community is the best part, and probably the reason why, I mean, definitely like 90% of the reason why I keep it going, because it's actually really fun. I feel like I've made a lot of friends and like it's wonderful. And on the subject of raising money, I want to give a plug to what we're doing this season, both on the G Thanks Instagram and the G Thanks Facebook page, which is, it's our third year supporting Trans Santa. I was actually thinking maybe it's our second, but it's our third. And did you know about Trans Santa before?
Yeah, well, I actually found out about it. I'm realizing now, probably from you initially, because Rachel was the one who told me about it. And I wouldn't be surprised if she learned about it from you.
I think she might have. I will take credit for that. Yeah, for sure. It started as a, it was really small when I found it a couple of years ago. I think a friend had told me about it, but they had just started. It's just a safe and secure way to fulfill Amazon wish lists for trans and non-binary youth, whether they're kids or young adults. And a lot of them are on their own, or they've aged out of like a foster care system, and they're on their own for the first time. You know, they don't have the support of their families. They are having trouble, you know, getting jobs and essentially like healthcare and just essentially having trouble just living because of who they are, which I think is disgusting and horrible. And this is a really small way. And it's also so easy. Like nothing has ever been easier to help. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm always encouraging the G Thanks community to fulfill lists. It's super easy. You just click the link in the Trans Santa bio. You get taken to, you know, their feed. You can click on any of the lists and fulfill a wish list. But beyond that, what I decided I wanted to do was for the next 5 weeks before the deadline of fulfilling those lists, sort of do like a micro donation fundraiser and just keep adding to the pot. And then on the 20th, we can fulfill with all of that money, like in an 11th hour sort of like mission where we go through and find lists that like no one's been like fulfilled yet, or big ticket items. Like some people sometimes need computers or things that are expensive that one person can't necessarily fulfill on their own, and we can pay for those. And in one day, in one Thursday, I received over $3,500 in micro donations. Yeah. And that's so,
I love it.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm not surprised, because this is sort of like, I know people in this community step up every time. It was inspired by a absolute goblin troll who like left me like a really gross. First of all, if you want to unfollow someone on Instagram, you can just unfollow. You don't have to announce your departure.
No, it's a fun fact. Not many people know this.
Not many people know that.
Yeah. You don't. It's strange but true. You can
just say
nothing.
The exit interview is not required.
No, it's optional.
I did not care. And this person was upset because all kids' lives matter around Christmas. And they thought I was supporting Trans Santa to be woke, which is absolutely true. I am a few points away from maintaining my woke status for the 2023 season, which gets
you
me a lot of extra benefits.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, listen, the woke mob, you really do have to keep up your contributions.
You do. If you want to get, and Sally, what I learned, if you want to get the birthday gift, you have to keep your woke points. They won't give you the birthday gift if you don't have enough points. They're very strict about that.
Because they don't roll over the woke
they
points.
They don't roll
and
over.
So
right. And
they don't roll over.
I didn't.
You have
right.
to read
I didn't
the handbook
know that
really,
the first year.
Not a lot of people know, but once you get canceled, that's when you find out.
Right. And that person was coming to cancel. And I said, I was like, look, I found out the first year they don't roll over. And it's embarrassing how many of the points I ended up losing and not being able to use. Yeah. So I'm just trying to build my status. You get a lot of extra benefits. Sometimes you get like a free Jamba Juice, you know. Mm-hmm, but she or they or he, I actually don't know because, of course, you'll never believe this, Sally, but the profile picture was just a flower, as it always is.
I'm shocked.
With people who get upset when you want to buy holiday gifts for other people. It's the bios with the flower. But they were concerned that I did not care about quote unquote regular kids.
Right. So, regular kids. That was the best thing. The two genders,
I only care
regular
about
and irregular.
Irregular kids. and then accused me of only caring because I want to be woke. And I thought, okay, but you know, let the haters be my motivators, I always say. So in their honor, I hope they didn't unfollow. I haven't checked, but I hope they didn't unfollow, and I hope that they see that we have raised over $3,500 in the first week, which means if we can continue, we'll have like $20,000 just to go buck wild on the gift list.
Yeah. Well, the woke mob will be able to buy a bounce house for our holiday party.
That's right. And they've been fundraising that for a while. I kept saying, hello, woke mob, the bake sales don't cut it anymore. Mm-mm. You have to do, I need to sort of usher them into a new era, you know?
Do you think that person listens to the podcast? Because if so, I want them to know that when I sent you my Venmo donation, I wrote buy bitch. I wrote like for the buy bitch fund.
For the buy bitch fund. I hope they do. And if so, if you're out there, bye, bitch. I am thrilled. And if you are just hearing about this for the first time, if you are a podcast listener but not necessarily an Instagram follower or in the Facebook group, you can Venmo $2 to So Caroline Says on Venmo. That's me. The picture is of me from my wedding day. And the last four digits are 5635 if you need them. Sometimes Venmo asks you to confirm. If you don't have Venmo, you can use PayPal, socarolinesays@gmail.com. And all of that money gets put into a pool. I have a spreadsheet keeping track of every cent. And then on the 20th is when we're going to go fulfill some of those last minute lists.
I love it. I can't wait to donate more money and also support TransSanta directly as well.
It's the best. And unfortunately, by you doing that, Sally, the regular kids out there know that you don't give a shit about them. So
I'm taking it's like the old saying, don't steal candy from regular kids' mouth.
That's one of my favorite sayings. And if you get high enough in the woke mob tier, they actually give you a sweatshirt with that saying on
exactly.
it. Exactly. I'm getting excited about that.
I have my eye on the tank top, but yeah, same deal.
Oh, nice. We can match.
We can totally match.
So that is a little housekeeping. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. I mean, it's not. We're cosplaying right now because you're listening to this the day after Thanksgiving. It actually hasn't been Thanksgiving yet.
Oh, my
but
God.
Pretend. Yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, I don't really recognize
things. I'm so full.
I'm so full. My pants. You know, Thanksgiving as a holiday is problematic, but I do love to eat. Sally, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? And also, controversially, what's your least favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh my God, candy corn. Just to, you know, that's like the polarizing. But you know that.
I was going to say, is that
like
on
everyone
your Thanksgiving plate? Like, like at Sally's house,
no,
you like
but
spoon it onto your plate next.
We stuffed the turkey with candy corn. My favorite, I'm going to have to say probably stuffing. I love a savory thing. I love a bread thing. And you're out here telling me that you're making a savory bread thing. I'm into it. Least favorite, I don't know. What are some things that people eat in Thanksgiving?
Turkey, mashed potatoes. Like if you're doing like a real –
Like a, candied yams.
Yeah, candied yams, like the green bean casserole with the little crispies.
Yeah, I don't think I dislike any of it, to be honest with you. I don't think I have a least favorite. If I had to say, probably like all of them, I guess it would be turkey because I enjoy the sides more than the main. But but I don't dislike turkey. I'm pretty easy to please food wise in the sense that I don't have a very like sophisticated palate. So if you gave me like someone gave me some Oscar Mayer deli meat and threw it on a plate with some stuffing, I'd be fine with it. So turkey's honestly, fine with me.
Exactly the same. Turkey's definitely on my least favorite just because I feel like it just doesn't, and I've had some great turkey in my life, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't really get to shine, you know, the way that some other dishes do.
Sure.
How many people are at your Thanksgiving? Or Sally, how many people were at your Thanksgiving yesterday?
Yesterday? How many people did I hang out with yesterday? We've been keeping it really small. I actually haven't gone home for Thanksgiving since before the pandemic, but we are keeping it pretty small due to the ongoing
COVID-19
pandemic, which you've probably heard about. Hold on, I have to stand up here. This pillow for sciatic nerve pain is not really helping me out right now.
Sally got unfortunately, as you get older, and Sally, that is not me calling you old at all, but like,
no, it's fine.
Things hurt when you like sit, which like just doesn't seem
fair. It doesn't make sense. And so you hear yourself saying things like my sciatica and you're like, wait, hold on.
Wait, who said that?
Seriously. So we're keeping it pretty small. So it's going to be like my parents, Andrea's parents, an aunt, two cousins, and a partner. So I think it's like 10 people or something. Does that sound right?
That's a good size. Yeah, that's a good size Thanksgiving. That still requires like, you know, the excess silverware to be brought out. You have to make sure you have enough knives for everyone. That feels like a holiday to me. Is there any particular recipe that your crew does differently or that you look forward to every year? Or do you guys just really stick to the basics?
We pretty much stick to the basics, but my mom makes this like corn pudding that it doesn't sound like those two words should be together, but it's like a corn souffle and it's really good. Yeah, I like that.
That sounds amazing. And
Andrea is a really good baker. And so she's been making desserts. And so I always look forward to that. Nice. Otherwise, no, just kind of like standard issue Thanksgiving stuff, I feel like, is the deal. What about you guys?
All the hits. My favorite, my least favorite is probably turkey. My favorite is Dan's aunt makes twice baked potatoes. So it's basically just like a potato that's been scooped out and then the innards of the tate get like, you know, mixed with cheese and spices and then they put them back in the potato and then back in the oven for that second bake. And it's just the best. Man. And they're so good. And there have been years where I'm like, oh, I want to make these on my own. But every time I'm like, it's so special to have that. I don't want to take any of the glory away from like how excited it makes me to have them on Thanksgiving.
Totally.
Like, for me, it's like, this is the food I eat one day a year and not for any other reason than because like I just – it's so special that I want to keep it special.
Yeah, I totally hear that. Every Passover I make churrosis and it's really good and I'm like, why don't I eat this all year? It's so good. And the reason is because like then how special would it be?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you want to look forward to it.
Right. Like I used to do the Seder plate like every night and then it's like, oh, you know.
And it's like, maybe.
It's really not
fun. It's not a weeknight thing. You realize that the Seder plate isn't a weeknight thing. You try to get a lamb shank on a busy Wednesday, let me tell you.
Exactly. Really difficult. And I'm like, wow, you know, people really do have feelings about Jews out here because I can't even get a lamb shank on a Wednesday night. And
anti-Semitism.
It just feels, exactly. I feel othered in that moment.
Same.
And my father-in-law also makes this apple cake. That is the densest, heaviest, made with like an ungodly amount of all things wonderful. But like you pick that thing up and that is like a 7-pound cake.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And it is the dessert I look forward to every year. And then in the morning, like they put it back out and we have it with coffee and sort of we just make our way through that cake.
Fuck, that's what's up. That sounds
it's
amazing.
Really great. because everyone in at our Thanksgiving sleeps over at Dan's aunt and uncle's house.
That's so cute.
So, mm-hmm. So it's like a big, slumber party, and it's fun. And so there's like the Thanksgiving Day traditions, and then just kind of goes into the weekend. But Sally, I don't know if you saw from my Friendsgiving, and I want to give it a shout out because so many people were in my Menchie's about it.
In your Menchie's. I did see it. Looked
did
amazing.
You see the punch? Did you?
Yeah, it's like,
remember
yeah,
that
it
part?
Had a really cool story behind it. Yeah.
So Dan's family does this thing called the punch, and he's written about it before. But basically, when they started hosting, when Dan's aunt and uncle started doing Thanksgiving, 30 years ago when, you know, aunts and uncles were still alive and the grandparents were still alive, they did this thing called the making of the punch, which is you take out all of the alcohol, literally all of the alcohol in your liquor cabinet, just the dusty bottles, the stuff that has been brought, you know, as hostess gifts or whatever.
The Drambuie that's in there for some reason.
Exactly. And then a bunch of seltzer and like some juice, and you make adult jungle juice essentially.
Nice.
And everyone sort of tastes it as they go and like pretends they know what they're talking about until it tastes right. And by the way, it only tastes right if you put enough pineapple juice in it to like mask the taste of literally everything else. But at the end of every Thanksgiving, they do a ladle of the that year's punch into a Tupperware and they freeze it. And then the next year, that becomes the ice cube for the next year's punch.
So
every
cute.
Bowl of punch has, you know, the past 40 years of punch in the punch. And it's like a nice way to remember the people who aren't with us anymore.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that. So in 2020, when we couldn't go home, we started doing our own punch with our friends. And now we are on our third ice cube as well. So it's fun. And that's the tradition I look forward to the most. It's very, you know, and Dan remembers like being a kid and not being able to like go near the punch to now graduating to, you know, late 30s, sort of
getting
like commandeering the punch. Yeah, exactly.
Right, totally.
Then we all throw up and then we all black out and just do really embarrassing things. So yeah, Thanksgiving, all great. But then comes the Super Bowl of my year, Black Friday. And I talked to you about it and I was like, Sally, for the Black Friday episode, you got to come with something that you're like excited to buy at a discount or what you're looking for. And you were like, I don't really know. And then I was like, wow, you're fired from hosting the podcast about shopping.
I wanted to fire myself, honestly.
You really did. And I wouldn't let you do it. But I love Black Friday because I think it's like, you know, as much as we like to pretend that the great American holiday is Thanksgiving, you know, the coming together, that famous moment when the Native Americans and the Pilgrims broke bread together very happily and there were no issues and absolutely nothing wrong.
Instant harmony.
Instant harmony. And
no genocide
like, yeah, sure.
to speak of.
No genocide, no smallpox. We continue to maintain the idea that we discovered a land where people already were, which look up the word discover and you will not see that definition. The true American holiday is Black Friday. It is sitting outside Best Buy in your lawn chair at 11 p.m. waiting for the TV. Now, I joke, but of course, Black Friday has lots of different layers to it. Capitalism is messy and it also means that like there is a certain privilege that goes along with not having to fight for a very inexpensive television on Black Friday, right? Like if you can't, there are people who are like, oh, I would never do that. And I bet that the Venn diagram of the people are like, I would never do that. And then the people who can also be like, I don't need to wait until the $1,200 television is on sale. I'll just buy it right now. Is a circle. So I totally get all of that. But when I think about America, I do think about storming a Target before the sun comes up. And that's why I like Black Friday, because Thanksgiving is cosplay and Black Friday is the true American story.
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal. I also just like love an event, right? Mm-hmm. I don't love sports, and I know you're a basketball head. I get it. And once again, you guys like Sally and Dan always holding me hostage in the basketball chat. And I'm always like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And I feel left out and no one will let me go. And they just ignore me. I was like, what are you guys
you're
talking
trapped.
About? What's this? And they just
We're too busy talking about a player's like ankle injury. We can't get
into exactly. They're like, oh, like he rolled his like seventh tendon in the and I'm like, oh, set me free. And yeah, so you know, for me, a holiday centered around shopping feels as important as, you know, going to the big game with your dad. And I know that you're reticent to admit that you have some things that you might be looking for on Black Friday, but I really hope that you thought long and hard and came with something.
Okay. I thought, first of all, I asked Andrea, I was like, what do I want that I've been like waiting to get? And she did think of something. And I just want to say that sometimes when I don't have something in mind, it's because I have no impulse control and I bought it for myself. Even if I knew it was going to go on sale. So I'm not out here being like, I don't have anything because I'm too virtuous to consume this week.
I've bought everything.
There's nothing left to buy. But I did think of, well, Andrea thought of one thing. And then also circling back to my new sciatic nerve pain, I need some products for that. I have painkillers and I have PT exercises, but I need like a thing I can sit on and or stand on while I'm working. I bought this cushion. I was just trying it out and it doesn't do what I thought it would do. So what I'm very happy to tell you is that I asked in the Facebook group if people could recommend things for sciatic nerve pain. And I don't know why I buy things without just asking there first, because I got a lot of really good recommendations. So in addition to the thing that Andrea thought of, there's now a bunch of what's more fun to buy on Black Friday than things for your...
I love that. You're like, Black Friday, sciatic nerve pain? I have a list. And I want to tell you, Sally, my mother suffers from sciatic nerve pain. And the cushion is actually the opposite of what you need. You actually need the flattest surface possible. My mother sits like she's in the tombs. Like when we're all in the living room, she is like flat back against like the stiffest dining room chair in our house.
It's my fate.
Because she says like the couch kind of like hurts her. She says when she drives, she has to like stop the car every like hour and a half and like get out and like take a stretch. And it just sounds like, unfortunately, we all can't just be heads in jars. I think we'd be happier.
Which is unfortunate.
But I think my interpretation of that kind of pain is that you think it's the cushion, when it's actually like what you need is like a flat board. You'll probably have to like honestly look at your mattress and see if it's, you know, stiff enough. And
I can't. I refuse. I would just rather be in debilitating pain than have to deal with getting a new mattress.
Okay. So I like that you've went from like, look, there's nothing else I could possibly buy, so Black Friday doesn't apply to me, to now I have a shopping list.
I have 50 things
for sciatic nerve pain heads. So what did everyone suggest? Like, and now what's on your list of things you're looking for?
Okay. So one person recommended an acupressure mat, which looks like a mat that you lie on.
Bed of needles.
A bed of needles. So that doesn't look too comfortable, but I'll try anything. Someone else recommended what's called a sacro wedgie, which is... It stabilizes the sacrum, allowing the pelvic girdle to relax. So I would love to relax my pelvic girdle. And then
who wouldn't?
And then someone else recommended a back massager with heat to go on the back of the chair, which looks amazing. So those are the main things, I think.
I think anything that radiates heat and can be plugged in, if it's an electronic, it will be on sale on today. Sorry.
That's a good call.
Oh, we are recording ahead of time, so we're getting our tenses all messed up. But today, Black Friday, absolutely.
Oh, and a standing desk. Someone recommended a standing desk.
Oh, my God. That feels like a really involved purchase, though.
This is my new life now. This is like, I mean, this is who I am. It's my new personality. I've never had it before, and here I am.
I know. So I would say have you ever gone to a like acupuncturist though?
I did go to an acupuncturist a long time ago when I had knee problems from running, and I had the misfortune of getting the needle in like a place it shouldn't have been, and it hurt really, really, really bad. Oh, and I like screamed. And he was like, sorry, that happens sometimes. And I was like, bye. So now I know that's not the norm at all. It's been explained to me many times.
Does that mean it happens sometimes it's normal? Or, oh, sorry, I'm not that great at my job and I just like stuck you.
That I think that, but I'm not positive because I never went back. I was like, we're done.
Jesus.
So I stipulate that acupuncture is probably great, but now I'm like terrified to try it again.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't freaking blame you. That's really scary.
Do we think the sacro wedgie is going to, I don't know if it's going to go on. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing that the brand is Sacro Wedgie. Is that in the shopping hub, Caroline?
You know, it's weird. We did not contact them, but I will remember this. I'm looking on Amazon at the Sacro Wedgie.
Definitely also the only item I've ever seen not part of Amazon Prime.
Wait, is it a hip? Is it a hip belt? Oh, what is? I don't. You know what? When I Googled it, I thought I was going to look at some. This is not what I was expecting to see. What is?
Yeah,
what
it's
is
like
this.
Apparently here, I'm going to send you, if you look on the Amazon listing, you can see like in the third picture, the way you lie on it.
Uh-huh. With the neck.
Here, I'm sending it to you in the chat.
Send it to me. I think we're seeing different Amazons.
Oh, yeah.
I
see what you're looking at. Yeah. So there's another picture where
I'm looking right now. Oh, okay. In the third picture of the actual listing. Okay.
Yeah.
This is very much like, oh, my grandmother had this in the 50s kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It literally is in your butt.
Yeah.
They mean
when they say
wedgie. Okay.
Wedgie. Yeah. They're not mincing words there. So yeah. So that's one thing.
Why does it say female version? Like we don't all have butts. Or is it because it's pink?
It's apparently contoured for a woman's body.
Yeah, my specific ass. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, okay.
But then there's also, this one I think will be more likely. Here, I'm going to send you this. This is something that another
back
nerve
pain
head shared.
These pictures are really funny.
Anything
going on someone's butt is very funny to me.
That's true. Well, I mean, listen, I think we can all agree about that. So
this is a little bit more
of a normal thing.
Massager. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
yeah.
But I kind of I'm now thinking about the wedgie a little bit more. So what is it supposed to do?
The wedgie, I think basically what all of these things do in different ways is get your body to not put too much pressure on one thing and distribute your weight more evenly and in a way that is like ergonomically proper. That's like this cushion I have is what does that. I think and they all do it in different ways. That's my impression.
Did your doctor have anything to say about any of these things? Like when you went to did you go to the ER?
Yeah, I went to the ER.
Wow, that's how much pain you were in. That sucks.
It hurts so bad. Yeah, I have like a pretty high pain tolerance, I think, from getting migraines. Like I had appendicitis like 4 years ago and they were like, you should be screaming. And I was like, oh, and I just have a high pain tolerance, this was agonizing. And so I went to the ER 3:30 in the morning. And let me tell you something about the American healthcare system, Caroline. It is not batting 1,000. There were people there who were like much, much, much sicker than me who had been there since like 9 o'clock the night before. But anyway, I went to the emergency room and he was like, oh yeah, you have like sciatic nerve pain. I was like, yes, thank you. But then I went to the doctor. He gave me muscle relaxer. So that was like fine. Okay. But then I went to the doctor yesterday and she was like, yes, you have sciatic nerve pain. And she did recommend, she recommended like a wedge shaped pillow, not the wedgie, but like another wedge shaped pillow that, makes it so – because I have to drive home for Thanksgiving. And you know how car seats kind of go like that?
Go back. Yeah. You need like lumbar support. Yep.
No. Like when your legs hang off of it, like car seats aren't exactly – they're not flat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean you're a person of short experience. So like
– I am.
My legs have literally never hung off of anything because I'm 5'9". But But you mean like how it sort of dips? It's like a, it's not a 90 degree angle, a car,
exactly.
A car seat. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. So she was like, she recommended like a wedge pillow that makes it more of a 90 degree angle. And I think someone in the, so she was like, you just have to sort of like experiment with different pillows and see, which it looks like there's only one pillow that people recommended here.
Oh, wow.
Although I don't know, is the wedgie, no, the wedgie's not a pillow. That's like a thing for, like I think
is it a wedgie so that you can like put your legs up and have your back flat on a surface? Is like that how you would use it?
Back flat, legs on a surface.
Like how, like when you, oh, not the wedgie thing, but like a wedge pillow. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How it's, do so you that, use like, one of those?
You put it on, I think what it is that you put the thinner side under you and then the thicker side is what your legs hang off of. And it,
okay.
I think it basically makes it so that there's less pressure right on your butt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Because like this pain is like, it's not really my back. It's like kind of like, speaking of butts, it's like the top of your butt is where it is.
Interesting. You wouldn't even, it's not in the small of your back, it's lower?
No, it's like your butt, and then it kind of radiates down your leg because the sciatic nerve goes down your leg.
Yeah. I will also ask my mom for Rex because this is her life now. Like she's so healthy, but this is the thing that's like, you know, she's like, you know, she walks all the time. Like she's always moving in a way that is like alarming to me, a person who does not like to move. But she is really serious about her sciatic nerve pain.
It's brutal.
She doesn't want it to get any worse. So I'll ask her what she uses.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Everyone out there, ask your moms what they do.
Yeah, ask your mom. Please help Sally and ask the people in your life who are suffering from sciatic. You know, also if you, Sally, if you wake up at like 2 a.m. and turn on like, you know, channel 11, I bet you'll see some infomercials for like lots of things pertaining to sciatic nerve pain.
You're so right.
The 90 degree angle, I think, is the key. I think that's why my mom sits like flat back on a flat chair, because I think it's the like contorting of the body on the couch that is actually counterproductive to that.
Yeah, pain. Yeah. So maybe that's where the wedge comes in. Okay.
I'll ask her. I know she owns a bunch of stuff. I also wonder if like one of those like belts, those like joint hip belts.
Yeah, I saw, like, you know, I was looking at those on Amazon. I was trying to figure out if those, I'm like very afraid of doing, of making a bad choice and doing something that like makes it worse. So I don't want to,
of course,
I don't want to do like a belt thing until I have physical therapy next week, but that's a good idea. It's like on my list of things to like come back to.
I mean, the physical therapist will absolutely be able to tell you what to,
not better to than get. The Facebook group.
Not better than the G Thinks Facebook group, but, you know, actual doctors, close second. Yeah, I feel like for Black Friday, like, you know, definitely on those massagers, on Black Friday, aka today. Sorry, today. Everyone. It's very difficult to record in the future. I would bet my bottom dollar that any, like, sort of massagers will be, like, kind of a doorbuster deal.
Okay.
If you have a, I know no one loves, it's only a certain type of person that wants to do an IRL Black Friday experience, of which I am that type of person, but I know it's not for everyone, especially because online shopping is so easy. But if you don't want to do the Amazon route, like a store like Kohl's would definitely have these massagers.
Oh. Okay.
And if you have anyone in your life who has Kohl's cash, and once again, talking about Venn diagrams, circle of people who experience sciatic nerve pain, circle of people who have Kohl's cash,
just a is circle. Not a Venn,
it's just a circle. That is probably going to be one of those things that's like a doorbuster deal, because the problem with Black Friday now making its way to be fully kind of digital is twofold. One, it's that it starts in October. It's no longer a day, but it's like 6 weeks, and it's a lot to keep track of if you've chosen this as your profession. But the idea of the doorbuster, which is the like, you know, wildly cheap thing that's usually more expensive to just get you in the door and putting more stuff in your cart. Mm, mm-hmm. That almost sort of goes away because Amazon doesn't need like a door busting deal.
I see.
So if you are someone who would like, I guess what I'm saying is a Black Friday deal on a massager, like for either your neck or something that goes on your seat, could be one of those things that's like $9.99 and is usually like $59.99. So take a look today on Black Friday. But take a look ahead of time, or I'll look for you because I feel like I get more pleasure in that and I'll see. But like those massagers are no joke. They feel so good. And I think if it would help you, it's worth buying.
Totally. Okay. Well, I am definitely going to hold off on buying that until
today. Black Friday.
but here's another one, Caroline. This is the one that Andrea thought of.
Oh, wait. Before you tell me that one, because I'm excited.
Oh,
I also want to encourage you, if you are looking on Amazon, you don't want to go into the store, there will be more variety of those massagers you can get. Look for something on Amazon that has the cigarette car charger rather than a wall plug, or comes with both, because then you can have one in your car, because that's when the pain comes up the most.
So smart.
So I think that that's something that you want to look for. And I bet that that's something that they have, and either that, or you can just buy, you know, for $10, like an adapter and create something that can go in your car. But any place that you're sitting for long periods of time, your desk, your car, you're going to want to make as comfortable as possible, because that's a painful situation.
You're so right. I wish they would invent standing cars like in the Flintstones.
Elon Musk, if he wouldn't waste so much of his time ruining Twitter, he could be doing that.
But he could be doing that.
I would never want to use one because after seeing how Elon Musk runs Twitter, I do not want to get in a Tesla ever. I do not trust it.
That's a good call.
Okay. So you pulled your partner. You were like, Andrea, what do I want for today, Black Friday? And what did she end up saying?
Okay, she said two things. One is not very traditional, but I'll say it anyway. There's an artist we both really like named Polly Schindler. And
I'm going to say Polly Shore. And I was like, wow. Okay.
There's an artist I love. I don't know if you've heard. He's an indie. He's like in a lot of he's very artsy, avant-garde. His name's Polly Shore.
Polly Schindler.
Polly Schindler. And she does these amazing, really wonderful paintings just of various domestic scenes, like a bed in a bedroom, or the front of a house or whatever. And I love her work, and I know her. We're from the same town, and she's having a Black Friday sale. So I'm really psyched about that. So that's one thing.
Oh, that's so exciting. What are you going to get?
Well, we decided that Andre and I were going to
love this stuff. Oh, I'm looking at her Instagram.
Isn't her stuff awesome?
Oh my God.
We decided that our present to ourselves and each other was going to be a Polly Schindler painting, because we've wanted one for a long time. So we're going to look at it together. But I really love her work. And she also does objects. She has these, makes little paper mache, cars and delivery trucks and stuff. They're really cool. And I don't know, her work just has a vibe that I'm really into. So yeah, so we'll do that.
Where in your house are you hoping to put this piece of art?
That's a great question.
Do you have a place? Okay. So you're not looking for something for a specific room. So you can really go in any.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, all of this is so beautiful.
Isn't this all so fun? Mm-hmm. I love it.
And every one I see, I'm like, oh, I love this. Oh, I love this.
I know. I love her stuff so much. And I've sort of been meaning to get something for a long time, but art is pretty expensive. So
it is.
You can't just be out here buying art. But I saw on her stories that she's going to be doing a Black Friday thing. So we'll do that.
Nice.
And then the other thing that Andrea reminded me is that I want the new AirPods. And
Sally, of course, that is the ultimate Black Friday buy.
Is it? Okay. I wasn't sure if they wouldn't go on sale because they're new, or Apple doesn't discount.
No, no,
I don't know.
If you're looking for a discount on anything ever, it's always worth waiting for today, Black Friday, for Black Friday, because it's, you lose nothing if it ends up not going on sale.
But true. Like, okay,
this
good point.
Is, and a lot of stuff has already started early, but which AirPods are these, the pros, the, like, is there a new, I don't do AirPods because they hurt my ears for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I use these, the Bose Comfort over ears, which I'm obsessed with. So I don't keep up with the newest AirPods, but what came out? Like, what were their names? And I'll look them up and I'll see what's
going
on.
So these are called AirPods Pro second generation.
Ooh, I love that name.
It really rolls off the tongue.
It does. Okay, so let's see. All right. Oh, yeah. You are going to be able to find. So usually it is $250, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 8 hours ago on not Black Friday, we are recording this on November 19th. All right, guys, pull the curtain. You know the secrets now.
Well, you're telling all our secrets.
It's Saturday
morning. All of our high production values that they never would have suspected.
Please, I know. I don't want to ruin the magic of media for you, but today on Apple Insider, AirPods 2. This is what I love. Sally's like, oh, I don't know if they're going to go on sale. 8 hours ago, the headline is flash deal. AirPods Pro 2 crashed to $197 today. Record low price. So they're usually $250.
Oh my God. Are they still available?
I think probably, yeah. Oh yeah. Amazon is Apple. You know, you'll have to go through Amazon. So if you feel okay with that, I think you'll feel okay with that. But let's see.
I can't believe, I'm such a ding dong. I'm out here being like, I don't know if it's going to go on sale.
Look, it's Black Friday. And everyone's like, oh, is X company going to have a Black Friday sale? And I'm like, yeah. Like
there
definitely. Are very few companies that don't. The problem is, you know, you might be, when you pay a little bit more money, or if you opt out of Black Friday, what you also end up opting out of is the headache of, you know, they only make like a limited amount of each sort of product that they're going to set aside for the Black Friday price, which is mm-hmm. why you get all of these, all of the sadness that comes with watching people like fight over, right. you know, cheap TVs. And again, like, yes, it is a scene, but there's also a lot more at play there than just people being like buck wild at a Walmart at 4 a.m. on Black Friday. But
totally.
Yeah, they're going to go on sale. But again, like, it's always worth waiting because you'll be able to get AirPods anytime. And if they don't go on sale, then you'll get the, you know what I mean? Then, but like, you want to know for sure. So right now it looks like on Amazon they're $229, which is only an 8% discount. But that doesn't mean that's the only place you could get them. And the headline about them going down to $197 was from 8 hours ago. So I don't know if that's not still in play. But
oh, it's at Woot. That's where it is.
Do you trust Woot?
They're sold out. Yeah, I have friends who have used Woot. They're sold out, sadly. But okay, good to know.
So maybe it'll, yeah. Oh yeah, $189. It looked like on okay. So let's see if you did. Let's see what Target has them for. Target AirPods Pro. Let's see. Okay, so like first generation. Okay, you definitely want the second. What's the difference? Mm-hmm.
Some new features, and you can like control it on the actual thingy, on the actual AirPod.
Oh, on the actual thingy. Oh, I see. That's a nice feature. So it looks like Target's doing the same thing as Amazon, which is $229. It's an 8% discount. They're usually $250. I would say that the best price you're probably going to see on today, Black Friday, would be like around $199, but you'd have to jump on it because this is probably an item that everyone is looking for. If you want to save yourself, you know, if you have to kind of think of like, well, is my time worth $30
right.
or is my, so it's like, I think $229 for a brand new product is probably great based on what I'm seeing in terms of like headlines a week ahead of Black Friday. The idea that like $199 was a price low enough to report as like something newsworthy, which mm-hmm. means that like, I doubt it's going to go down much more. Mm-hmm. So you know, this is definitely your chance not to get them full price. But I think a little bit of that research goes a long way, where sometimes you don't really know what to expect with a Black Friday. Like, is this something that's going to be $120? Like, you don't really ever know. So little of that Googling actually does kind of lead you to believe that even an 8% discount at $229 would be, you know, one of the better deals.
So I should just – maybe I'll just like keep checking and see if it is likely to go down. And then if it hasn't, do you think if I wait until Black Friday, which is today, it will it will still be $229?
I think it will be, but it matters like quantity-wise. And I think the closer you get to today, Black Friday, the more people are going to start pulling the trigger and buying. I think a lot of people are probably in the position you're in right now, which is like, okay, we have a few days and I want to see if this goes down. So I think you kind of – and I think you're probably not going to see much for – like I would be surprised if you saw it for less than – if you saw them for less than like $190 because – the price of yesterday, not Black Friday, they said November 18th had a record low price of like $197.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, Sally, I actually had an idea, and this is where the Black Friday knowledge, this is where the generational knowledge of wheeling and dealing this time of year comes in handy. So you are looking – this is a great example, too, for today at Black Friday, which is that you are looking at, like, a hot ticket item that just came out, and what you're usually going to see when a new – especially when a new Apple product comes out – is the biggest discounts are going to be on the older generations, right? Because they still sell first gen. They still sell the other ones that aren't the pros. And those are the ones that you're going to see as doorbusters for like $59. But that's not what you want. You want the new ones. I get it. Indeed. You are a they of taste, you know? Yeah. And,
I'm a fancy and bitch.
Exactly. You're a fancy bitch. So here's what I would look into. And this is all based on no insider knowledge of this particular item on sale, just what I know about the day in general. So Target sells them and Amazon sells them. I would look at Target first because Target, more than any other retailer, does a lot of different promotions, Black Friday or otherwise, where it's like if you spend X dollars in this category of product, you get a gift card for $10.
Oh.
Like the other day, I bought $50 worth of laundry detergent and dishwasher detergent. And, you know, it was like my kind of like couple times a year I spend like $100 on these things and then we're done for a while. And I usually do it when Target's like, if you spend $50, you get a $10 gift card. Mm-hmm. They do this across like a ton of categories. And I think on Black Friday and especially during the holiday season, it doesn't even have to be Black Friday, they will offer these things a lot. Last week, they were doing a buy two, get one with games. So ooh. I actually got to combine a few of their different offers. I bought two and got one with games, and I spent over $40 on games and got a $10 gift card back. So like for $30, I got three games essentially.
Okay.
But you could sort of like game the system and use Target to buy the things you need and get those little gift cards on those deals, and you'll be able to buy second gen AirPods using the gift cards.
That is such a
good idea. Right. So like, I don't know that you're going to find a much better deal than like $50 or $60 off, which is a lot of money, but you're also kind of taking into consideration the idea of like, well, how much time am I going to spend? Is it going to be a headache? Am I going to be able to check out? We all saw what happened with people getting Taylor Swift tickets. No one wants to have like checkout issues, right?
Right.
But this is a way that you can get the things that you need. We all have to do laundry. We all have to wipe our butts. Mm-hmm. We all have to eat. They do
for
these
now.
Gift cards for now anyway. Keep the sciatic nerve pain up and you might be calling in
it's
big
guns.
Point.
It's a really great point.
But I think that that's a way that you can still feel like you're getting that good deal without like
call.
The pressure.
So because I'd be getting that stuff I need anyway. And we do buy a lot of that stuff from Target. So
Do you have a Target credit card?
I don't.
Okay, so I learned, I have a Target credit card because I am, you know, I basically invest in the company. But they also offer like a debit card type of situation. Both of those things, that doesn't affect your credit if you're, if you don't want to add another credit card to your pile, like, which I totally get. They have like a debit card situation. But both of those cards offer a 5% discount every time you spend. Oh. So I've actually saved a lot of money because if you buy a lot of stuff at Target, it's absolutely worth it. It's like a red card discount. But it would work on, it works on anything you buy at Target. It would work on a computer. It would work on AirPods anytime. Even if you're already combining, even if they go on sale on Target today on Black Friday for like, you know, $200, if you bought them at Target, you would still get that extra 5% off.
Interesting. Okay. This is
so
great.
So that's something to consider. But you should download, if you don't even have the card. So part of having the card means that in the Target app, they have this thing called Circle, which is how you apply their their offers don't automatically apply at checkout. They make you do the extra step of like adding the offer to your app. But download the Target app and then activate these offers, because I'm looking right now at what Target's offering. And they've been doing Black Friday deals for like the last 5 weeks. But let's see if they have like a – okay. So I'm looking – so the Target Circle app, if I spend – it's telling me right now, if I spend $120 in the next – again, of course, this is not – we're not really recording a Black Friday. So – In the weeks before Thanksgiving, the offer was if I spend $120 at Target, I will automatically get a $10 gift card. And it can be over the course of 3 different trips.
Wait, and now is that part of the red card thing or is that just a promotion they have going on?
No, that's just a Circle. So if you have the Circle app for Target, the Target app, you just have to opt in. You know what I mean? They aren't going to like –
I can't believe I'm such a chump. I use the app all the time, but I've never done the Circles thing.
Circles is really great. So it tells me that if you spend $30 on qualifying groceries between 11/13 and 11/23, they'll give you a $5 gift card, or they just take $5 off the bill. There's stuff like this all the time, but you just have to look for it. Target,
you have to look. Yeah,
just kind of asks you to do a little bit. Okay, so I have 10 days left. Okay. Make 4 qualifying purchases of $115 or more. So I would have to spend $500 essentially, and then I get $35. So it's like, don't get fooled into the like, kind of that thing where it's like, just spend $100 more and you get free shipping.
But right.
Is something to consider.
A thing I fall for all the time, by the way.
I think I continue to fall for. A thing I think I continue to think is a good deal. But if you're already spending money at Target, then you can sort of plan those big purchases around the time when they offer these things.
That's a good call.
Because you can get like 100, there's like no limit either. Like you, so lifetime Target Circle offering, the amount of money I've saved at Target through using these offers is over $400.
Whoa.
And that doesn't include the gift cards I've gotten for doing these certain things. So
what am I doing with my life that I don't do this already?
But that's what I'm thinking for the AirPods. I feel like instead of kind of driving yourself in circles, wondering if something is the best deal or whatever, you can be strategic about using like the Target deals on like the different categories that offer you those gift cards, and then use that towards the AirPods and still feel like you're getting that discount.
That is so smart. I never would have thought of that. I feel like also there are some basics. There are some shopping basics that I should just really be doing and I'm not.
Like what? Tell me.
Well, the Target Circle thing is like a really good example. Mm-hmm. Almost any time I go into a store and they're like, do you want to apply for the card? I'm like, because they're like, you get 20% off if you do. But I feel like it's a trick. And I'm like, no. But right. I don't know why I'm saying no, because I'm assuming that it's a trick, but I'm not like investigating it. So I feel like I'm just sort of like leaving a lot of savings on the table, Caroline.
Here's the thing. We're adults now. And I think that that is a knee-jerk reaction to being, you know, you and I both, even though we're like a few years apart, like you and I both attended college at a time before like financial institutions had any sort of like regulation. So like mm-hmm. I like was told like for multiple free t-shirts, I got like a lot of credit cards. Like when I was 18 mm-hmm. years old and like no one told me like, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now every time someone at 35, someone's like, get this credit card, my immediate reaction is like, no, but.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I would say 99 out of 100 times, you're right. The answer okay. is no, and it should be no. But I think at a Target for me, I don't believe in store credit cards. I only have the Gap because I do spend a ton of money at like Old Navy. And I have Target because those are stores I actually spend a ton of money on. And Target offers 5% off every time you go shopping there. And like I said, it really adds up, like yeah. hundreds of dollars. So like, I think it's worth it. But also, they do the yeah. debit card and you get the same amount of, you get the same rewards. You don't have to do credit.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at all the offers at Target right now, and there's so much. There's so many things that you're not buying for Black Friday. Like no one is buying. What kind of litter? Okay, so example: free $10 gift card if you buy $40 of Tidy Cat litter. You have cats. You know what I mean? That's the yeah. kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look for that stuff. Right now, also like. So many deals on just, like I said, things people are not buying on Black Friday, like hot sauce. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, everyone's going in for the TV, but if you don't need a TV, still consider buying like all of your like laundry your detergent.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like get you have a basement too. You have no excuse. Okay.
But here's the thing, Caroline, I get that stuff from the beach.
You BJ's. Do get it from BJ's.
So then it's like I feel like I'm just being torn in two different directions. Do I do this stuff at Target or at the beach?
Well, I think you have to kind of do like a little cost and you know, you have to do some – you see, so but that's not what you want to do. I get that.
No.
But let's think about the things you don't get at the beach. What are you not buying at the beach that you could be buying at Target? What kind of purchases could you be making at Target?
Well – until I was convinced by a thread in the Facebook group to do a razor subscription service, razors.
Okay.
But not that anymore. We don't get litter at the beach okay. because we use a really specific kind. But
do you guys do pretty litter for your cats?
No, I tried that. I think pretty litter is kind of a scam.
I think so too. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Not into it. No, we just get this stuff that's like, we get it from Chewy. But I mean, I think Target would have something like what we want. So I could mm-hmm. do that. What else don't we get? We get all of our paper products at the beach. We get a lot of like medicine cabinet stuff, like,
okay,
you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen, tampons.
Yep.
I don't know what
how much money do you feel like you are? Do you, and you feel like those are good deals?
Yeah, they do.
I would just say it's worth checking the Target Circle stuff just because if there's an offer that week, then just like
yeah, that's
switch
true.
It off.
There are some cleaning products maybe that I could get from Target because sometimes the quantity that things come in
mm-hmm.
at the beach is like too much. Okay, all right.
It is worth it. I mean, then you'll still feel like you're getting something back when you get those AirPods, but I'm also saying, what is like, this is, I don't do math, but like, what is 5% of, so like, even if you like didn't go in with a discount or a sale, if you were using the Target card, you'd still get like $13 off of the AirPods, which is,
that's pretty good. Cause they're already $230.
Yeah. So like, okay. And then you add that in. I mean, also, I'm happy as a person with a Target card, I'm happy to go in and get them for you and I'll just send them at whatever price they give it to me at. But like the gift card thing feels sometimes like you're gaming the system. So just look yeah, into what they offer.
I think even if it wasn't going to save me a huge amount of money, it feels like such a way to get one over on the house. That it would be like worth doing. That's a great tip.
It's just a little finagling. It's like using points for things. Like I'm so envious of like the points guy and people who are like so organized about, oh, we use this credit card for gas because this one offers the most cash back and this one we use for this. Cause like I can't do that. Like mm-hmm. I use like one, I have two credit cards and one I use for everything that I buy for me and one Dan and I both have one and it's like all for the house stuff and we just pay mm-hmm. it off together at the end of the month. But I'm so jealous of the people who literally like just know like this is the one I use on gas because I get 8% cash back. This is the one I use on groceries. It's like a system. And then they're like, now I'm going to Fiji. And
I'm like, I'm going to Fiji. No, because like I will often sign up for, not often, like, but I'll sign up for a card because of the cash back benefits, but then not really read the fine print and realize that like I have to spend it on certain things to get the cash back.
Right. And it's like there's so many cards, so you never really know. So I'm very happy with like what I end up using, but Target is a nice gateway into that sort of like pointsy system of just like, yeah, all the rewards are Target centric, but if you're spending money at Target, then it does help, you know.
Totally. Oh, you know what I get at Target? I do get seltzer there.
I mean, let's I can even tell you.
The Good and Gather, as I've mentioned, the Good and Gather seltzer is nothing to sneeze at.
You are a Good and Gather head. I mean, I'm a Good and Gather head. You can get, let's see, this is all like the all of the alcohol is actually on sale at Target right now, weirdly. Adult beverages. But yeah, that's one of the, like a buy two, get one, like LaCroix situation is always a Target. That is like a Target standard.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'll do all my seltzer shopping at Target and then rack up some of those sweet, sweet gift cards.
Yeah. I mean, why not? And it, and like even the laundry stuff, like even if like, you know, even if it's just a good deal and if you were already like, I don't know, like sometimes like I just take advantage of those sales and then I'll drop off things at like, you know, the free fridge in our area. Or like, and then it's like, oh yeah, like I got a gift, like, oh wow, you're so selfless. It's like, okay, well you get laundry detergent, I get a gift card, everyone wins.
Everyone wins, yeah.
You know, so it's one of those things where it's like, you can really just play the game. It's a little fun.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, I'm going to get into this. I feel like this is something I can get into.
I think so too. I think start with Target and then like in like a year, you'll be like a real points head.
It would be a real, yeah, I'll be the points they.
You'll be the point of the points they. I love that. Yeah, the points they. And then the points guy will go out of business because we're like, we do not need a pointsman. Yeah, I would be interested in hearing what you – I also think, especially with a Black Friday deal on something like AirPods, I think you want to go in your head with the lowest price that you're hoping to pay. Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I really hope this, you know, the frame TV is like $99. And it's like, well, that's never going to happen, you know? But I think for something that's just released, it's the newest generation, it's usually $249. I think anywhere between like $210 and $225 would feel like a good deal on something like this. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so is your guidance that Black Friday is really all about big ticket, like electronic items? Is that kind of like the best score?
I think that's the thing that gets people in the door to spend more money on other things.
Okay.
So, you know, like the doorbuster of it all. So like, let's see, like I can't even tell you, I mean, even though today is Black Friday, I can't even tell you, like, I don't know what the doorbusters will be at any of these stores ahead of time. They'll probably start telling us in the days, if you can keep up with what tenses we're using and what day we're pretending we think it is congrats to you, because like, this is very difficult.
It's like any time travel movie. If you start to think about it, it doesn't work at all. And we're just proving that.
You need to suspend your disbelief every time you listen to Do You Think She Spot It. I think like probably starting at the time we're recording this episode, for 7 days ahead of Black Friday, you'll start seeing commercials of like doorbuster deals and you know, the big stuff. So it really is about like, there's going to be one or two things, especially at these big retailers, that are like, this espresso machine is usually $399 and it's $99 at Target. But then you get to the point where it's like, is this important enough to you to fight with someone at 4 o'clock in the morning over an espresso machine? You know, it's like that, and that is the circle, and they're hoping.
Honestly, it's an I've been looking for someone to fight at 4 o'clock in the morning. So it actually it meets my needs perfectly.
You know, honestly, I think I can't wait to see you on like local news, on Black Friday night, being like, wow, like many injured.
Just throwing little kids out of the way.
Yeah. You like, you also, you are so small that I feel like you'll actually be able to like sort of get under the crowd.
I weave, go pop, through people's legs. Yeah,
pop up right at that 99 espresso machine. Just like go, they'll never even see you coming.
Actually, espresso machine, that's a thing that I always am like, ooh, I would love one of those, but they're so expensive. That's a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my best advice, and it is not anything Black Friday related.
Oh, okay.
Dan found our beloved, so beloved we unplugged it and brought it to Thanksgiving in upstate California, beloved Nespresso machine at Goodwill for $10.
No.
And he bought it didn't have a plug at the Goodwill, so he bought one on like Amazon or wherever for like $9. We did the whole like, you know, we used vinegar and baking soda and we cleaned it and just, you know, boiled the parts essentially. And now we have an espresso machine and it's, you go make a day of it this weekend. I feel like that could be something this weekend, the weekend before Black Friday, which is today, Black Friday. That could be something that's like a fun, activity. That's a fun Sunday morning activity. Go thrifting. There are so many perfectly good Nespresso, Keurig, air fryers, convection ovens, and all they need is like a good soak.
But the thing about me is that I kind of turn into like a toddler who's like, when are we going home? When's lunch? Like, I don't love a day of thrifting.
What about you just pick three Goodwills that are like within a 12-mile radius and you just run to the electronic shelf.
And it's like a fun, cute activity.
And it's just
maybe
a scavenger
we stop for
hunt.
Coffee in
between. Yeah, you stop for coffee.
Okay.
You're not looking at other things. You just go in. Do they have an espresso? Because I am going to share a bunch of deals on espresso makers, but like Dan spent $9.99. Well, including the cord, less than $20. And
that's amazing.
It is. We love it so much. Like it's actually like it has replaced our other coffee maker. It's really good. And also, like, you know, as much of a maximalist as I am, it did feel good to be like keeping this thing out of a landfill. It's perfectly
right, totally perfect.
There's nothing wrong with it. Especially too, Sally, because espressos are one of those things that like a different generation comes out every 6 months and then people replace them. And so we have like original one. It's perfect. It makes a cup of coffee. That's kind of our only requirement. And it's great. If you want an espresso maker, please do buy one at Goodwill. Like, just go. I know you hate thrifting, but the thrill of getting an $8 coffee maker that you would have normally spent $400 on is going to make up for it.
No, you're right. I can see doing – I like the thing of, like, we'll go to three stores.
Yeah.
We'll stop for a snack, get your little apple slices and your dry Cheerios.
Exactly.
In between.
You'll get your little puffs.
Get my little puffs and then call it a day. I think I can do that.
You can do it. And also, like, if it's not there, those three stores, great. And then every time – until you find it, you'll just – every time you, like, walk by a Goodwill or drive by a Goodwill, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to run in and see if they have it.
True.
You just run in. You look. It'll take you, like, 2 seconds. And that's it. It's honestly the thrill of the hunt. You do have to be in a place of wanting to
look.
But since you're looking for something specific and it's not a clothing item, you'll be able to like scan.
It's
a
just
few
like
shelves.
Right. You scan, and if it's not
either
there,
you don't
have to like dig through a bunch. Yeah, that's true. Okay,
it's either there, or it's not. But I think you'll feel really happy about that.
I feel like I'm getting so much good executive life coaching right now.
Here's the thing: I was once a therapist, and now I am an executive life coach. And I will bill you for this session. It is $2,000.
Worth every penny, though.
Worth every penny. I like my favorite part of this episode was the fact that you were like, "I am not really a Black Friday person," you know, like because. But then you were like, "I want AirPods. Are those a thing that go on sale?" Those AirPods were made for Black Friday. Nespresso makers. Everything.
I was just to show you how adamant I am in my wrongness. I was like, I mean, I'll tell Caroline about the AirPods. There's no way those are going on sale for Black Friday. And did I bother to like Google anything? No. Did I have a good reason for thinking what I thought? No.
Literally, I could sync up Sally's text about, Andrea just reminded me I wanted something to the same hour that article came out that was like, AirPods second generation hits a record low price. So yeah, that'll teach you. And yes, Allie, stop buying things without going to the G Thanks group first. Like, what
I
are
know.
You doing?
Never again. Never again. I'm never going to do never it again. Again. You know, like a part, I was like having some, I was like, am I really going to post in a Facebook group asking for sciatica relief products?
And literally, like, what do I have to, what this group was made for.
What am I going to do? Not do that? Yeah.
Right. Right, exactly. Everyone who's always like, "Oh, I have the weirdest request." Those are always the. Did you see the one about? Did you see the post in the Facebook group about the woman who wants? She's like, "I want to do a paper mache of my breasts, like as they are right now." Like, yes. Does anyone know how to do that? And there were like 400 comments that were like, "This is exactly how you do it." And then there were people who were like, "I did that." And then there were people who were like, "I wish I did that." And I was like, "Wow, this group really like delivers." This group. Really
I saw
delivers.
Your comment was like, "I love this group" or something.
Yes.
Yeah. That was that was amazing. It is true that like no matter what you can like try to stump the G Thanks heads, but you're not gonna. You're
that
not
should
gonna.
Be our 2023 goal. We should just try to. Come up with a post that gets no comments and no one.
No, zero comments.
Well, I'm so happy that I got to help you. I hope I left you with some ideas.
Oh my God, so many ideas, so many strategies. I feel so totally equipped. Yeah.
And let me know if on Black Friday, which is today, if you want me, I'm going to be obviously online doing all of my work anyway. I will keep AirPods in mind. So if you haven't gotten them by today, Black Friday, let me know and I'll keep my eyes out and peeled for you.
Okay. I definitely will. I definitely will. But I feel like you've really taught a man to fish. Oh, and I really appreciate it.
I taught a man to I taught a they to fish. Okay.
Yeah, you taught
I taught a they to fish and I taught a they when you teach a they to get their own gently used Nespresso maker at Goodwill, they will
An
be caffeinated
gets
forever.
Their wings.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The old Christmas tale. Sally, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday on
I
Thanksgiving.
I hope you did too. I hope your day yesterday on Thanksgiving was awesome.
Yeah, I bet it was. And everyone else, if you have a good Black Friday hack, if you want to just brag about something that you got, because everyone loves to brag about something that they didn't pay that much for, head to the Facebook group. We'll make a whole thread about like the best deals and that you got today on today Black Friday. And and I hope you all had a great holiday if you celebrate. I hope you had a nice, relaxing day if you don't celebrate. And we'll see you next week for another episode. And also coming up soon with either next week's episode or the week after will be the famed annual Dan Rates My Purchases of 2022 and then roasts me for them, this time with guests Andre and Sally, and Andrea is going to rate Sally's purchases, and I am psyched. So you will not want to miss that. Sally, as always, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. It was great.
And happy Black Friday to us all, and God bless the United States of America. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustbought.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.